The Dubai government has disclaimed responsibility for the deaths of Dubai World, dealing a blow to creditors' assumptions that the Arab Emirate would guarantee the conglomerate's liabilities. After initial sharp drops late last week, global markets are stabilizing following an announcement that Dubai World, the main investment arm of the Persian Gulf city state, asked to defer payments on $60 billion in debt for 6 months.
There was worry that a debt default could touch off a new round of credit market worries which plagued worldwide stocks last year. The director of the Acton Institute's Rome office, Kishore Jerabailan, told us that global economic woes are far from over.
It's very premature to say that the larger economic crisis is over, partly because any financial crisis, especially one where you have governments bailing out large banks and other financial institutions, is going to lead to a fiscal crisis, right? So you might be able to save a few of the large banks and keep the financial system alive for a while, but you're doing that by infusing tons of cash into the system. And with this easy money policy, eventually you're going to come up across larger debt. And those debt burdens are going to start to worry investors, which is what you're seeing happening in Dubai and Abu Dhabi. And there's no question that we're going to have some kind of a fiscal crisis because we're not going to be able to pay back all the money that we owe. When you start printing more money, when the central bank starts injecting liquidity into the system to save it, there's going to be a crisis to meet, a price to pay further down the road. And I think eventually this is going to catch up to us. And things like the stock market in Dubai dropping are partly concerns due to longer-term debt. And there's also shorter-term debt concerns as well when it comes to individual companies and countries.